Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rashawn Gidwani, the presenter for Pitch Media. Welcome back to another episode of the Big Board Report, where we discuss U.S. market news. Our content is dedicated to the Asian investor in the global landscape. Today, we'll be discussing Airbnb and how the company has been rising above pre-pandemic levels. A little background of the company first. Airbnb is the leading marketplace for people to list, discover, and book private or shared alternative accommodation. Its platform connects guests and hosts online to book unique places to stay and experience the places they stay in as well. Airbnb offers 6 million active listings from over 4 million hosts across 220 countries. It's a little like they want to take over the world, or help people do so, rather. What would you like to do tomorrow night? Take over the world? No. With Airbnb, you can book a trip, book a nice place to stay, and experience the place. Today, I have with me Amrish Shah, who is a Phillips Securities research analyst. He's based in India and covers the U.S. technology sector, focusing on software and services companies. He's going to tell us more about the prospects for Airbnb. Amrish, before we discuss the company in depth, let's kick off with some numbers that describe the company, shall we?
Yeah. Hi, Rochan. So Airbnb's revenue is expected to grow 38% year on year to $8.3 billion in financial year 2022. And this is mainly because due to the pent-up demand for travel and acceleration of the shift to remote work. We also expect the company to report a maiden net profit of $1.4 in FY 2022. And we are modeling a 39% year-on-year rebound in Airbnb's bookings volumes in FY 22. And this is a 28% increase from the pre-pandemic FY 19 levels. In the first quarter of 2022, bookings already spiked by about 59% year-on-year. Meanwhile, the competitors, the other online travel peers like Booking and Expedia, they are still working their way back to their pre-pandemic levels. So Airbnb's outperformance is mainly due to its status as the leading player in short-term rental market, attracting and retaining a unique base of supply and a continued adoption of alternative accommodations.
Right. You've heard it from the man himself, from Phillip Capital, Amrish Shah. Now, Airbnb is definitely going to be making more money and grow just under 40%. That's impressive. Just like you said, they are the leading player in the short-term rental market. Let's discuss some of their investment merits, shall we?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So Airbnb is recovering faster from pandemic-driven drop as travel restrictions continue to ease. In last year, in FY 21, the company reported 301 million room nights and experiences booked. This is just 8% below the pre-pandemic FY 19 levels. Whereas the online peers like Booking and Expedia, they are still 30% and 40% below their pre-COVID levels in FY 21. So we expect the number of room nights going ahead to accelerate in FY 22, with Airbnb reaching its all-time high of 417 million nights and experiences booked. Also, there is a pent-up demand for travel. This is leading to rising prices or daily rates. So last year in FY 21, gross bookings value, they jumped by about 96% year on year to $46.9 billion. And this surpassed its FY 19 levels by 23%. So this is mainly driven by a robust improvement in bookings volumes and higher average daily rates. So Airbnb's average daily rates, they grew by 26% year on year to $256 in FY 21. And this was due to price appreciation and business mix shift towards bookings in North America. So going forward, the growth will be driven by urban and cross-border travel, growth in longer-term stays, as well as broadening of desirable travel destinations. So lastly, Airbnb, it also continues to innovate its platform. Airbnb has differentiated itself from competition by continuously releasing product upgrades on their platform. In FY 21, the company released over 150 upgrades to its platform, and this includes streamlined onboarding, flexible date search tools for guests, as well as AI cover and dedicated super host support for hosts. We believe product innovation, it improves the overall user experience and higher retention of Airbnb guests and hosts. So in FY21, the Airbnb spent about 24% of revenue on product development, and this was largely outperforming its peers. Bookings and Expedia, they spent on product and development ranges from 4% to 12%.
Right, so they're spending quite a bit on product development, just like you said, and outperforming their peers. That's what we like, a certified winner who's ahead in the game. Can't go wrong siding with them. Their revenue mainly comes from nights and experiences booked on its platform. With that being said, there has to be some risks. So let's discuss them. What can go wrong, Ambrish?
Yeah. So there are quite a number of things actually, Roshan. So macro factors like the COVID-19 pandemic most recently, it had an impact on overall travel and Airbnb demand and supply. The spike in COVID-19 cases, it could also affect the demand for vacation rentals, which could negatively affect Airbnb. Next, there may be an increased competition from online travel agencies. While the demand for alternative accommodation is growing rapidly, online travel is competitive. So Airbnb competes for suppliers, which are hosts, and consumers, which are guests, with other marketplace platforms like Booking Holdings and Expedia's Vrbo. Lastly, Airbnb's business is fueled by trust. So any unpleasant behavior by guests or hosts, it might impact Airbnb's brand image and public perception.
Quite a few issues there, but the numbers indicate that Airbnb is going to survive these factors based on their projections. What's your recommendation, Ambrish?
We have initiated coverage with a buy recommendation and a DCF-based target price of $119. And we have used a weighted average cost of capital of 6.8%. Overall, Airbnb is benefiting from pent-up demand for travel following lockdowns, and the company's financials appear to reflect the improved business conditions.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for your time, Ambrish. Talk again soon.
Thank you, Roshan.